Hey, how you doing, kid?
Ugh. All right. Orphan Radio number 27. Can you believe that?
That's a lucky number for you.
I know. It's my favorite number.
Because you were born on that date of the
27th? I like that. My favorite hockey player growing up wore 27.
Roenick?
Yep. And then, of course, I love that band, the Riverdales, and that's their symbol.
And the person you liked the least in life died when they were 27.
Who? Janis Joplin?
Uh-huh.
That's true. I didn't even think of that. Thanks for bringing it up, Mom.
Ow.
How are you doing?
Janis Joplin is the person you like the least in the world.
Well, I just think her, I don't know, she bothers me. She always has. One time we were at Tim's and we were talking, and this girl was like, Janis Joplin was a pretty cool chick. And I had to bite my tongue. I was like, yeah. And she's just annoying.
Who was it?
I don't even remember.
I was just surprised a girl was talking to you.
What is that supposed to mean?
What?
So you played the first song. Why don't you talk about that a little bit?
Rat, off the Dancing Undercover record. It's the first song off the record. It's one of my top seven records ever made. I own 4 copies on vinyls.
That video is awesome. Yeah. You're into vinyls?
Yeah. Are you into vinyls?
No. So, what else have you been doing?
Let me talk more about this record.
Okay.
Front to back, amazing. What else? One time I met and hung out with Steven Piercy, the lead singer of Rat. Ricky Phil and I did.
And was it here?
Well, I was talking to him. My band, we were going and playing some shows, and the conversation came up of the, like, who have you driven the furthest or put the most amount of miles on to go see play?
Uh-huh.
So, what was it for you?
I drove to Dallas to see the Ramones.
Didn't we drive to
Dallas? I guess you were there, too.
And we drove to St. Louis.
Yeah, but Dallas is way further.
No, just amount of miles you accumulated to go see one band play.
Yeah, so but back and forth to Dallas is a lot further than St. Louis.
And then you'd add the St. Louis miles onto it, too.
Oh, so both shows can count?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the only other bands I've ever really... we drove to see Bouncing Souls when we were in high school.
Where?
Omaha. Didn't you come? Maybe it was just me, Mike, and Dave.
Yeah, I don't think I went to that.
Well, you drove to see Temple of the Dog in Alaska. Sorry.
I flew.
What's your furthest, though?
Temple of the Dog, Alaska.
No. Was it? Did you go to see Rat somewhere really far away?
Rat. And, like, because we've driven so many times, Ricky and I.
Oh.
It's either Rat or Fest or Pussycat.
Yeah.
But then if it was just one trip, it would either be that Sex Pistols show.
Oh.
Or when they reunited. Or
I wasn't allowed to go.
Yeah.
Were you pissed I couldn't go?
But anyways, I hung out with Steven Piercy.
Was it cool?
He was a very cool man. And I was like, let's go get something to drink. And he just like kept smoking this joint. He goes, no, I don't drink anymore. I work out. And he was like, I gotta go work out. Where can I go work out? And I was like, oh, it's 3 a.m. I was like, I have no idea.
So where did you guys end up working out?
Gold's Gym.
Oh, cool.
The one in the basement of Buddies.
Should we play another set?
No.
Should I start it off with some TOD, Temple of the Dog?
How about we do a little Temple of the Dog?
Okay, I'll start off the next set. Let's play some Rose Tattoo Rock and Roll Outlaw.
And then I'm going to play a little Spoon Man after that.
True. Lover, please, please come back. Don't take a train coming down the track. Don't, please, don't leave me. Don't leave me in misery. You would never hold me so near. You would never call me dear. Don't you know I'd die for you? Now you've gone, that's what I'll do. Lover, please, please come back. Don't take a train coming down the track. Don't, please, don't leave me. Don't leave me in misery. About a love that went all wrong. The girl left the boy just as bad. Now she's gone, she's so sad. Lover, please, please come back. Don't take a train coming down the track. Don't, please, don't leave me. Don't leave me in misery. You would never hold me so near. You would never call me dear. Don't you know I'd die for you? Now you've gone, that's what I'll do. Lover, please, please come back. Don't take a train coming down the track. Please don't leave me. Don't leave me in misery.
When are you leaving?
When do you want me to?
As soon as we're done with this shit.
Can I please hang out longer here with you?
Tonight?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Why?
Hey, why not, brother?
Get off.
Sorry. Okay, we played Rose Tattoo, Rock and Roll Outlaw, and then you picked a song.
The Budweisers.
What's the song called?
My Girlfriend's a Bonehead.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And then, what?
What?
And then I played Clyde McFadder, Lover Please.
Uh-huh.
It's an oldie, but a goodie, right?
Uh-huh.
Is your band playing any shows anytime soon?
No.
Okay. why?
We're working on, like, tour dates and stuff.
Oh, okay.
So we're just not playing any. Sorry, we don't play here every Thursday night.
Like who?
Like your band, Small Plates.
Fuck. You're in that band too, though.
What? I don't know what I do in it though.
You play bass.
Oh, okay.
I sing.
Fretless.
Whatever. I play bass, or you play bass. I sing.
Who? What does Paul play?
Keyboards. The band guitar.
What does Frank play?
Frank plays guitar.
So we have a band, no drummer, right?
No.
Okay.
Okay. How about we play another set? Didn't you want to play a Rocky Erickson song?
Yeah. How about we go get some small plates while we play that song?
During this break?
Yeah.
Let's go get some small plates.
And we'll share. Because that's the thing with small plates. You got a bunch of them and you can just share them and pass them around.
Okay.
Bye.
not you. That first song was Rocky Erickson, Mind, Mind, Mind. And then what'd you play?
I played Heavy Cream, Run Free. They're from Nashville.
Nashville, Arkansas?
Will you knock it off? And then you played another song?
Uh-huh. Dwight Twilley, You Can Change It, off the Jungle LP.
What are you doing tonight, for real?
Hanging out with you?
Seriously.
Going home.
I'm gonna... Should I play the next song?
Yeah.
Let's, I'm gonna play Motorhead, Going to Brazil.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
Nick!
Ooh.
Okay, we're back. I played Motorhead going to Brazil, and then Josh, you played a song. What was it?
I played a Slade
song. Dude, oh, you just spilled all over the place.
Did I do that? I played Slade. Nobody's fool.
That's kind of cool. You're still keeping the Urkel thing alive.
You know you have that Urkel tattoo on your back,
and then I played Swingin' Utters, Promise to Distinction. They're playing here at the end of the month.
We're at
Zart. That'll be cool though. It's a Friday night. Why don't you start off the next set?
Okay,
this will be the last full set. We're running out of time here.
Really?
Kinda.
Do you want more time with me?
Let's just. What song did you want to play?
This is a band called Candy. The song is called American Kicks.
All right, cool.
It goes out to, what?
Who does it go out to?
No one.
Oh. Okay.
Thank you.
Starting to get dark, and as we run out of gas and it slips through our hands, we know Paris.
So you started that set off.
Yeah. I sure did.
What was it?
I started it off with Candy, American Kicks.
Cool. And then I played Roy Orbison, Blue Angel. Hey, boop, bop, shiboop.
Ugh. What are you going to do tonight?
Boop, bop, shiboop. nothing. Probably just sit around.
Are you going to watch a movie?
Maybe. We're watching a good one right now in the background.
I gave you this for your birthday. And
it's really fucking good. It's called Hard Rock Zombies.
It is good.
I know.
I found that you've never watched it before.
That's right.
What do you think it's about just by watching it with the sound off?
Well, I look up like every 3 minutes and I have no fucking clue what's going on. Do you?
Oh, I've seen it before.
How many times?
Probably twice.
Oh, cool.
I have it on VHS.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, and vinyls. Do you collect vinyls?
What was the third song you played?
I played the Rolling Stones' Connection.
Okay. So, we got room time for one more.
Have you heard of the Rolling Stones?
That's my first concert.
Really?
Arrowhead. Steel Wheels. Living Color opened up.
That's really cool.
Rich took Mike and I, because I was only 11, and I remember as soon as the lights went out for the Rolling Stones to play, and I smelled something really weird.
Uh-huh. Yourself?
And I was like, what is that? Rich goes, somebody's smoking a bowl. And I didn't know what that meant, but I acted like it did. I was like, oh, yeah.
Do you know what it means now?
No.
I don't know.
What song should we end with?
Let's end with that one that we, like, it's...
This is kind of a life-changing song, I think. Don't you?
It's in my top 6 songs ever written.
And I mean, you introduced me to this maybe a month ago, and... I listen to it every day.
It's one of those songs you hear and then you just don't look back. You just go with it.
It's called 3 Second Rule by Lisa Gale Allred. Hope you like it.
It's just
phenomenal.
Well, it's beyond phenomenal.
That's true. That is very true. Let's end it and we'll do another one soon.
I hope so. How you doing, kid?
It's called a 3 second rule. designed to keep my man in.